Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, sex bots and sex dolls. Now at this point I usually say all you children of sex, right? Because we all are children of sex. But sex dolls are not children of sex. Sex dolls are children of engineers who probably aren't having very much sex, you know. Engineers, sometimes they do, but not often. So they are children of AI, artificial intelligence. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
I noticed that our amens and our A-womens are a little bit nervous because, yes, artificial intelligence, sex dolls, love dolls, real dolls. It's like, is this doll heaven or the robot apocalypse? I don't know. I mean, it's very exciting and kind of scary. But not really a new thing. I mean, the developments are new. And yes, I'm here in the Valley of the Dolls with Phoebe and Sunshine. Oh, Sunshine's not a doll. But Sunshine did arrange for these dolls to join us tonight as our guests. So this is Phoebe and this is Pamela. And they are from Vivant Dolls, who we're going to speak to in just a moment. But, dolls are something that's so new and yet so old, really. Even sex dolls, right? I mean, the oldest story I know is the ancient Greek myth of Pygmalion. You know Pygmalion? They made a play of it, a musical. I mean, they've done a lot of things. My Fair Lady. Pygmalion in ancient Greece was a sculptor. And he sculpted very lifelike statues. And at some point, he sculpted a statue of a beautiful young woman. And he fell in love with her. He couldn't help it. He didn't want any of the real women in whatever Greek town he was in. And they thought he was gay. No, well, didn't matter if you're in Greece. But in any case, he was desperate for this particular woman who wasn't really a woman. Galatia is sometimes what she's called, his statue. And then Aphrodite, the goddess of love, had pity on him. And when he kissed the beautiful statue. Her lips warmed and moistened. I didn't really kiss that one yet because I got to find out more about these statues because before I do any real kissing. Actually, dolls. These are not statues. These are, I'm in the Valley of the Dolls. And they're very beautiful. And so she came to life, Galatia, for Pygmalion. And, you know, they had sex. Of course, they don't really say that, but they got married and lived happily ever after. I don't know if all the sex doll stories have such happy endings. Science fiction is filled with stories like this about the sciences of robotics and artificial intelligence. Yes, there was a TV show in the 1960s called My Living Doll. If you remember that, you should be in a home. But you might have seen it on, what do they call that? Reruns. At Nickelodeon. Anyway, it's with Julie Newmar as the doll. But the guy, we were just watching a promo for it, and actually the guy seems more doll-like than her. Because, of course, we have humans playing dolls on all of these shows and films. And soon, well, even right now, we have dolls playing humans. It's like we're interchangeable. Woo! And yes, Cherry, I saw it. Cherry 2000. That's another one from the 70s or 80s. It's one of Sunshine's favorites. And it's about a time in the future when a lot of people are using dolls for sex. And this guy falls in love with his doll, and then she breaks in the jacuzzi. She short circuits. So he has to get, he doesn't want just any doll. One thing about these dolls, they're all very individual. But anyway, he goes on a quest for the doll of his dreams. And then there's the movie Mannequin, another one of Sunshine's favorites, which isn't really about a robot, but about a mannequin that comes to life and very romantic. And then it starts to get kind of eerie. Those are kind of, isn't this fun? It's kind of weird, but fun. And then we have like Blade Runner and Matrix. And Matrix, I don't know. You can't tell the androids from the people. Actually, Blade Runner 2. And they're played by humans, although they do a lot of interesting makeup and prosthetics. And it starts to be like these people are part machine. In fact, I often say I'm part mecha, part orga. Which one is that from? That's from a movie, I think, called AI or something like that. A Spielberg movie in which mecha is the mechanical and orga is the organic. And of course, I'm mostly orga, no silicone, but I do have a microphone. So I'm part mecha, aren't I? I'm not only human. I have machines that help me to get out there. And so I can kind of relate to these dolls. And then, of course, there's Westworld, where, wow, like the androids, I mean, they're kind of the main characters. And a movie called Lifelike, which I haven't seen, but it's the trailer makes it, you know, just look like, yeah, a very nice couple, gets themselves a love doll, who does a lot more than anything we have right now. But it's the near future, and so we should prepare. We should prepare, and that's what we're here for. Here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, we're preparing. I mean, they're going to have this 5G technology, which is scary in many, many ways. Just the sound waves could destroy a lot of our environment. But in any case, it will help these dolls, robots, Phoebe and Pamela, to operate you know, more complexly, and do a lot of things that humans can do, and a lot of things that humans can't do. Soon, there will be dolls walking amongst us. That's right. These dolls don't walk. Phoebe and Pamela are non-ambulatory. They can do so much, though. We're going to find out more about what they can do. But soon there will be dolls that can walk and will be walking amongst us, so we don't really know who's the dolls and who's the people. Right now they have these walking mechanical dogs. They're kind of crazy. Anybody see those walking mechanical dogs? They look like sort of those dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, those little ones, and they're kind of, and they do all kinds of things. And you can imagine maybe if they were encased in silicone and fur, they would look like a real dog. I don't know if they've gotten to that yet. They call this synthetic evolution. And you know, I'm all for evolution. Science, bonobos, just everything, all of nature. But I do have mixed feelings about this, I have to say. I'm very curious, and I'm totally non-judgmental about people that want to enjoy sex dolls for sex, love dolls for love, even. Some people aren't meant to be with other people, or maybe they just want it as a novelty. I love sex toys. Why not a sex doll? And it's certainly better than a war doll, right? I think so. Make love, not war, with your dolls, with everything. And they do have war dolls right now. There are war dolls. You best believe the U.S. military is creating dolls and robots and androids. And they already have, I mean, in the Air Force, drones. Those are kind of like, you know, robots that drop bombs. And they're developing, you know, ground troops. I don't know if they look as good as Pamela and Phoebe here. But they are developing them. And the Russians are too. And MBS in Saudi Arabia, yes, that MBS, the Saudi crown prince, the one who chopped up, you know, had his henchmen chop up that journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, into little pieces, and is still bombing Yemen, stopped the bombing in Yemen with U.S. weapons, and is best friends with Jared Kushner and Uncle Donald. Anyway, they're going to develop a park called NEOM, where robots outnumber the humans. Oh, my God. And the Japanese Olympics are going to have robots. And did you have a question? Does somebody have a question?
Yeah. You said that the government is making dolls, so, are they spies?
Oh, these are your, this is your question.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the question? Are they spies? Of course. All, well, maybe not Phoebe and the lovely
Hello.
Pamela. I don't think they're spies, but a lot of these robot dolls are going to have, you know, recording devices inside of them. There are security dolls. They don't look as good as Phoebe and Pamela, but maybe someday they will, and they'll be walking like another coworker. But right now, they're just kind of rolling along like, you know, a little, you know, obvious kind of machine that rolls along, sort of like an Alexa machine, and says, hi, how are you? And records what you're doing in your workplace, or maybe a shopping mall, or maybe your home. You know, people talk to Alexa with such, like, openness, like she's their girlfriend. But Alexa could be recording them, just like, you know, they're talking to her. So, yeah, of course they're spies. You know, but, I mean, I don't think that Phoebe has a recording device inside of her. And I don't think that Pamela does. But we're going to find out more about these particular dolls who, see, I'm already personifying them. But I feel like they're kind of people-like. And they come from Vivant Dolls. And they are, I believe, the brand called Love Doll or Real Doll. Anyway, we're going to find out more about that because Mac from Vivant Dolls is here. So Mac is going to join us and talk about these dolls and get a microphone. Does somebody have a mic for Mac? Mic for Mac. Who has a mic?
I mean, my mic is on and off
whenever it wants. My guest could be like maybe here for now, and he might move around. Yeah, maybe bring the little chair, I guess.
Check, check.
Yes, we have our guests do crew work as well, you know. Not these guests, though. They can just sit here and look beautiful. All right, so here is Mac. Is his mic on? Get Mac's mic.
Mac's mic.
Mac's mic is on. We are together. And Mac is from Vivant Dolls. And, of course, Vivant is on the internet under vivantdolls.com.
Onlinesexdolls.com.
Onlinesexdolls.com. And then you can also look up Vivant Dolls. They have a Facebook page.
Correct.
And they have a brand new Twitter page.
Instagram.
Woohoo!
All that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of information on the website.
Yes, there's a lot of information on the website. But, of course, we're going to get some information tonight. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, we should say that these are dolls that you can rent.
Correct.
Mostly, there are dolls out there that you buy. I mean, I guess mostly dolls you can buy. Although they have doll brothels now, don't they?
Correct. Not in America, as far as we know.
I think you need to move the mic up to your...
There's one in Canada and one in Europe somewhere.
And are they starting one in Houston? I saw that.
They tried. They had everything set up with the city and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then the people came by personally and said... No.
No.
Old school pitchfork, get out of our town.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
And they felt, do you know why? Did they say it's like prostitution? But they're dolls.
It's the sex.
Not prostitution.
The taboo, the.
People having
the
sex.
The taboo.
The sex and the anything, really. Pretty conservative.
Pretty conservative. Houston, yeah.
The Bible Belt.
So
what, and Germany, I heard there was one in Germany.
Germany, yeah, and then one in Canada.
And the Canada, that's how's the, that one doing?
That's the one that was trying to open up in Houston.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So the Canadians are okay with AI girlfriends.
I guess so. So yeah. Is Los Angeles.
The girlfriend experience with a living doll. Now, what brand are these? Are these real dolls, or?
We have a white label agreement with our manufacturers, so.
Oh.
Can't really give a name specific.
Oh, no name specifically. But they're all different brands.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a couple different manufacturers.
Uh-huh.
We explore different ones, find a nice medium between price and quality. You go any cheaper, they start getting pretty shabby. And you start getting more detail and more function, and they quadruple in price.
I keep touching them because they feel good. Yeah, I like to touch them.
There's more to them than you might think. Not a blow-up.
Oh, I'm going to slowly discover them.
All right.
But I want to first address certain things about the whole rental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think very many people know that you can rent these love dolls.
Correct.
And I don't know how many places there are where you can do that.
As far as we know in America, at least in Los Angeles, we're the only ones.
Oh, wow.
This is an opportunity in LA, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, yeah.
By.
Now,
we don't have another city.
There are many reasons why you might want to rent a doll as opposed to buying a doll. And we're going to get into that. But the first thing I want to ask before we get into that is how do you clean them?
How do we clean them?
Yeah.
Everybody's asking us.
Everybody asks that because they are obviously used.
Well, of course, and that's the biggest concern.
Yeah.
Cleanliness. There's a 5-step process we go through.
Okay.
I won't go into specifics, but the biggest thing is the depth.
The depth.
The holes.
The innards, like the vagina. We can say vagina on Facebook.
Yep.
Soon
holes.
We're going to go to off Facebook to get a little more anatomically correct, but the vagina, the mouth, the anus.
The anus. Okay. The three holes. And
not the ears. You don't have
no
any
ears,
ear
no
penetration.
Belly button.
No belly button penetration, which is probably not a good idea in real life either with real women to penetrate their belly button. Maybe some, but anyway.
But yeah, the drying is just as important.
The drying.
You know, if it's not completely dry all the way in there, it'll kind of discolor and smell.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you use certain special cleaning products?
Mm-hmm. There's TPE specific disinfectants and cleaners. And then we have UV wands, and then we use temperature. Because these can withstand up to 320 degrees Fahrenheit, so you can scald them. You know?
Right.
So every time we're cleaned on top of what we do, it's boiling hot water.
Well, that's good to know. I might still advise somebody who's doing it for the first time or even the 100th time to wear a condom.
We always provide condoms, you know.
Yeah, so. Well, condom is good. You know, it's like you're an escort. If you're with an escort, you usually would wear a condom.
These are clean much more than I clean myself.
And much don't let's say it's clean more than sex workers clean themselves.
So are there people there that, like, at the office or wherever it is, that are cleaning them, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct, right after each appointment.
What do you do?
Max wants to know.
I clean
real dolls for a living. Okay.
Wow, that's cool. So.
Well,
janitorial
you know.
Services.
Little old ladies or young? I mean.
Who are they? What kind of people clean these dolls?
Yeah.
There's a certain degree you have to get. We check the background. It's a bachelor's degree minimum.
Right.
Oh,
they can't.
Sex doll,
right, of course.
Sterilization.
Yeah. Well, we just want to know that they're not also spitting into the doll like some angry restaurant workers do, and I don't know.
No.
I mean, and
no, it's
yeah,
our main concern as well. And sometimes, one time we found Skittles in the mouth.
Skittles.
So it's not even.
Somebody fed the doll Skittles.
You gotta check everything. It's not just cleaning the obvious.
Is Anna around? I need some more water. This doll.
I love Skittles. That's my favorite candy, but I don't have a Skittle fetish. That's interesting.
Someone has a fetish of feeding Skittles, I guess.
Yeah, the fetish is I want to feed my woman Skittles. That's interesting.
So what are the reasons that people would rent a doll as opposed to buy one? And on your site, you kind of go through these. You know, of course, the main thing is that dolls are expensive. How much is one of these dolls, approximately, to buy?
The one on your right, Phoebe, is
$1,300.
And this one here, Pamela, is $1,600.
Pamela's more, because she has more silicone.
She's bigger.
She's bigger.
In every which way. And you'll find the
same
ones.
Pound for pound.
Yeah.
She costs more.
She's about 100 pounds.
And so how much does it cost to rent Pamela?
She's 100 pounds.
She's about 100 pounds. We have a room you could use, a private room at our facility. That's
that
$120 per hour. Or you could rent them in home, which is $200 overnight, or $260 for 24 hours.
$200 overnight.
Mm-hmm. And then we also provide delivery.
That's
if you
cheaper
like.
Than a lot of sex workers. Not that this takes the place of sex workers. It's a different kind of thing.
Alternative.
As I often say, vibrators don't take the place of a lover.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay, we do have some questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy is my friend. I've been friends with him a while.
Oh,
Roy
Emerson. It's a plan.
It's always their friend.
He says, why only one male option?
Why only one male option?
And, demand, and that's really new. It was always, obviously, our clientele is men. We've had a couple couples.
You have couples.
Oh, really?
Buy one.
Right.
Well, one did rent one. But obviously.
But never a single woman would rent.
No.
And so the guy is rented by a gay guy.
No one's rented it yet.
No one's rented the
but
guy
we've
yet.
Had,
all right. Well,
we've
your
had a
friend
of
obviously
inquiries,
wants
so
to.
We got it. And that hasn't been rented yet. So.
Supply and demand. Tell your friend. What's his name?
Roy Emerson.
Roy.
Roy
you didn't
Roy.
Have to give out his last name.
Oh, I should. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
no,
it's okay. But Roy, he's on Facebook anyway. You
know,
a guy if you rent it, then I'm sure, you know, they'll eventually get another type of guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. So another viewer is saying, does Vivian Okay, am I saying it right? Vivant or Vivant?
I pronounce it Vivant.
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 Vivant. Vivant. Like French.
No, it's going to be a debate.
These are French dolls.
One of our viewers wants to know, does Vivant have celebrity dolls like Taylor Swift?
Oh.
We.
For Taylor
or
Swift.
No,
we
do not.
No.
No, we do not.
You could bring the Pamela Anderson doll to.
None of ours are replicated directly after.
But is
Julian
that something
Assange's
you ever get requested? Sometimes people say,
no.
Oh, no.
No, no one's ever actually asked for things like that.
Well, that's something. I mean, I would think that there might be some porn stars, you know, a Nina Hartley doll. Or,
sure. And I'm sure there are some famous replicas.
They have the blow-up ones only.
But
the blow-up.
Not from us.
Those are the old-fashioned ones.
Yeah, that's like so 80s. Yeah. No, I'm scared.
No, but I love blow-up dolls. I do love dolls. Look, I have a Trump doll. Stay away from these girls, you racist, sexist, rapist. Okay. He's gagged with a penis pacifier, so he can't bite them. And he doesn't have any hands, so he can't grab them by the pussy. But you know that my Trump doll wants one of these dolls. Anyway, these dolls are very cute. And so maybe you've always wanted to try one. Maybe you can't afford to buy one. Maybe you have no place to store a doll, and that's why
that's
you might want to rent one.
Yep.
Or you have a girlfriend or a wife who might like not like it falling on her when she opens up your closet.
A lot of people, one person will have more sex drive than the other.
Well, that's true.
Primarily the man. So the woman knows, and they'll come in together and use it as a tool to satisfy that and keep each other without cheating, without going to a
Well, I talk to a lot of couples as a sex therapist who want to have a threesome with another woman, and they might not be ready for the real thing because that involves another human being with feelings, jealousy, discomfort, what have you. And so this would be an interesting alternative, or not alternative so much as like a starter kit, you know,
starter kit,
a rehearsal.
And we get
and you can see, I like doing it with the doll, honey. Maybe I can try the real thing now.
We had someone recently basically doing that. And we also get a decent amount of rentals for videos, music videos.
Videos.
I'm sure other types of videos. But music videos.
Yeah, music videos.
A good amount of music videos.
That
and they'll rent
feature
one
the dolls.
To seven. I've never seen any of the finished product.
What are the dolls doing? Are they having sex in the videos?
But they come back trashed. They come back dirty, twisted, just...
The videos.
Yeah.
No, the dolls. Because
they're
the
just
dolls.
Playing with them. Well, the dolls from the video rental.
Oh.
They're just playing with them. They put them on the ground. They knock them over. They... joke with them.
Whereas
you know,
when someone rents
when
it,
using
to,
it
to have sex with
it's
it,
right
they're
on the
a little
bed,
bit better.
They're doing what they're doing and they're gone. You know? So
right.
You know.
So they rent them to be in a video, like a porn video.
Right. And a lot of them are like, it's the guy's supposed to have a girlfriend and they were using this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how that works, but okay.
Right. And, you know, I would imagine that having your own doll is kind of high maintenance. So...
You know,
you have to clean
it
yourself.
In one way and not in others.
Yeah.
The
but,
cleaning's
you
the
know, that's why to rent
storage.
Dolls. But in any case, are there a certain type of guy that rents these dolls?
No.
All kinds. All
kinds,
ages.
All tax
over
brackets.
18.
All ethnicities.
Can't
over
have any
18.
Kids renting these dolls.
All race, all creed, couples.
Okay, five minutes until what?
Till a break time in second half.
Oh, we have a break this show.
Right.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Yes, well.
Okay, because
now you know
we never have a break. Okay.
Ten minutes now, not five.
Okay.
Five, ten. Okay.
You know, I love this show. I love this crew. This is Bonoboville, live from the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way in the new Bonoboville. We got it together. So have you ever had sex with a sex doll? Mac, tell me. I know your girlfriend's out there. Actually, she's going to the bathroom, so you can tell me the
perfect.
Truth.
I do my product research.
You do your product research?
In my selected field.
Do you have a favorite among these two? You like the big girl.
Yeah. But I like her because I don't got to store her and move her.
Right.
She's heavy.
She's heavy.
She's 60 pounds.
She's only 60
People think they're like 20 pounds, but there you got to use your legs, lift them.
How much
okay,
does she weigh?
I want to try to pick 60, one up. 60, it's up.
65.
65 pounds? Wow.
I want to try to pick one up.
You're okay. going to try to pick one up.
Careful.
Can he? Can
I mean, it's 60 pounds. That's more than a...
There you go.
There you go, yeah.
It's heavy.
All right, honey.
Careful no, now. And this one's heavier.
Well, yep. Wait now. You got to make sure.
I don't think I should try. But use your microphone.
We have one
to talk.
Model that's even bigger.
Right.
Gretchen.
Gretchen. She's Gretchen. The big.
Oh, Gretchen.
Yeah. The big doll. Was kind of famed by a stand-up comedian. Mentioned her, and she kind of became popular for a minute.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're still on Facebook, so we're not going to show their boobs because Facebook regards doll boobs like real female boobs. It's kind of crazy,
those
but
boobs okay?
We should show their feet. Can we pull off their stockings?
Sure.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, here we go. All right, let's roll.
She'll
down
hold it all day.
These stockings.
Try to be sexy about it.
For that's the doll fetishists. I mean, the doll fetishists who are also foot fetishists.
Get a look at those feet.
Woo! Ooh. Oh, look at those feet. They're kind of nice.
Toes.
Yeah. Oh, this one. Yeah, these are kind of...
The hands have wires, but
very,
the toes are...
Flexible toes.
The foot flexes.
The foot. Oh, look at the foot flex. I don't know. She might get a cramp like that. You start to feel like these dolls are real, even though they're not. I bet you go in and out of that feeling.
Right.
Like I start to worry.
Like
she's going to get a cramp
massage.
If I do that.
Or looking around the corner, or just seeing it out of the peripheral. It's
wow, these are nice toes.
I feel like I should be giving her a foot massage.
She could use it.
Oh, yeah.
They work
there
hard.
You go. Piggy, wiggle, wiggle. This little piggy went home.
I just thought that same thing.
This little piggy went home. Oh, yeah. You like that? You got to bring one at some point. You got to get one that talks. Some
all
of them talk.
They do.
Or they moan.
Or they'll give you feedback.
Yeah, then you
get
would,
one that talks
you know
and
when they
name
like
her
it.
Alexa, right?
But I could just be her saying, "Oh yeah, rub my little toe."
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Or you spank them and they moan, or.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
You put it in their mouth and their eyes close.
Oh,
yeah. But those
rub
are
my
like
big toe.
Five
ooh,
figures.
Ooh, that's so nice. I'm getting a toe-gasm.
Okay, I have a question. So this one, her mouth doesn't open. So if
it
someone.
Does.
It does.
She's just brand new, so it's sealed.
Can
but
we
if you just if you just kind of push it open, it'll open.
Should I be doing that or no?
It doesn't.
Come here, my love.
Yeah, this one's cute. Pamela is pretty too. They're both.
Oh, really? I already played with Pamela's feet, so I want to play with this one's mouth.
Wow, she has nice lips.
I'm trying to do it nicely, you know, because it's like I'm thinking, yes, she's, I don't want to hurt her, but she's a doll. But still, you
but
know.
But we should treat her like a real person.
Suck my finger, Phoebe. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Her eyes look really, I mean, the eyes look.
It's pretty
eyes
tight.
Pretty
I
detailed.
Will say this. I don't know. I mean. It can it fit a big penis?
It's about 7 inches deep.
Really?
As far as girth goes.
How many feet?
Did I say feet?
How many feet? Oh, you just tried to be show off how many feet.
She's so pliable.
The other holes are
much deeper. Look at these fingernails. Wow. French.
They got a nice French
manicure.
Tip.
Yeah.
They have nice feet.
They do. Yeah. French, yeah.
The feet get dirty pretty easily.
The feet get dirty, mm-hmm. But they don't walk anywhere.
This material picks up dirt like a magnet.
Yeah.
You
like
know,
no, it feels
maybe
like it
before
would
we take
track.
A break, mm-hmm. We could do a different position.
Okay.
Put them in a position that I guess will not be against the Facebook censors. Marky Z, wanna love doll? so maybe we can put them in an interesting position. I mean, not that they are not interesting right now.
OK. Okay, hopefully nothing pops up.
But they are flexible.
They move.
Want to start with your big girl here?
Sure.
Change your position. We won't change her clothes yet, so keep her.
All right, I'm going to lay her back on her back.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Facebook. Oh, you're pulling this back. I was pulling it forward for you. Here, I'll hold her. I have to make sure her vagina is covered, her vulva, because even though she's a doll, whoa, she's quite a living doll. A real doll. You foot fetishists will love these toes. It's like they have no bones, which they don't. They're very wiggly. Okay, so she's now lying down, and
then we're flexes we're in the spine,
keeping
at the hips,
her covered
knees,
here.
You better
ankles.
Watch after Facebook.
Yep. Yeah, maybe I should. Do we have?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Good.
Perfect.
Oh, maybe not the hand. Let's move the hand from because after all. Right. Somebody, a bot could see that and go, oh, it's a girl playing with herself.
Oh,
no,
right.
Bot. This is one something like you. It's a robot, not a real woman. Okay. Well, I want to give a hand for Pamela, but she won't appreciate it because she's just a doll.
She might.
She might. Okay, let's give a hand
all right, there
to Pamela.
She
and
might have
now,
fallen asleep.
Yeah, you can go to sleep. Maybe we should put her, maybe we should sit her up again.
Okay.
And see if we can just tilt Miss Phoebe in some other manner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, give us a call or you can write to us on Facebook if you have questions. Our number is 1-866-289-7068, or you can call 626-461-5950. Have you ever had sex with a love doll? Would you want to? Would you do it? Tell us. You know, we're curious. I'm practically having sex. Well, you're practically having sex. Oh, there she is. Whoa.
Oh, I like that.
you do. That's one of your favorites. Doggy style. Okay.
And
this is a doll, and she's completely clothed. She's just showing a position, Facebook, Marky Z. Oh, she's so pretty. Mm-hmm. Yes, bow down to me. Okay, well, here I am in the Valley of the Dolls. The love dolls, sex dolls, real dolls, the vivant dolls. And we are playing with dolls, which, you know, I've always enjoyed since I was a little girl. Trump, you stay away from these dolls, even though you're a doll. You're not the same kind. And so I think maybe we're ready for our post Facebook, almost. But before we do that, I just want to give a shout out to some real human beings, okay? Even though this is the doll show. First of all, happy birthday, Gypsy Bonobo, a.k.a. Aaron Dick Dean. And happy birthday, Loser Twersky. His birthday was yesterday. He doesn't like to be shouted out, which is why I'm shouting him out. So,
was his birthday
saying it,
yesterday?
Normal voice, right?
Yeah, Loser's birthday is the day after Gypsy's. So happy birthday, you guys. Who's?
Harry.
Oh, and it's Harry's birthday. Oh, my God, Harry, you should be with a doll tonight.
Happy birthday.
Harry, your birthday girl.
You didn't
you
tell
jump
me
out of
it
your
was
cake.
Your birthday.
Okay, well, that's all the birthday people. Harry, first and foremost, because he's here. But I also want to say
how old are
congratulations.
You?
And is Anna around?
Anna.
Anna's got to help me with my Spanish. or maybe
water?
Miguel.
Yeah.
Felicidades to the people of Puerto Rico who got out in the streets. These are people, not robots. And they got out in the streets. Is Anna here? Oh, okay. Am I pronouncing it right? Felicidades. I don't want to sound like one of those people running for president who can't speak Spanish.
Felicidades.
Congratulations. Felicidades.
Congratulations.
Okay, you get on a microphone. Okay. Do we have another microphone?
She can use mine.
Okay. Because they had a mostly peaceful revolution despite police brutality against them. Lots of tear gas, lots of beatings. And they got that awful, fascistic, just narcissistic. No, I'm not talking about you in this case, Trumpenstein, but very much like you, only slightly better looking. Anyway, they got Ricky Rosello to resign, and they chanted, "Ricky, te botamos." Ricky, we threw you out. Where's Anna? Did I pronounce that right? Ricky, te botamos. Is that right? Te botamos?
Yeah,
okay.
Correct.
And so, go Bonobos for Puerto Rico. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A-women?
A-women.
A lot of women in the streets of Puerto Rico celebrating his ouster. And, you know, I've loved Puerto Rico since I visited there twice in 2016, once to give the keynote speech at Puerto Rico's University of Mayagüez, and on the Bonobo Way, El Camino del Bonobo. And then again at ASEC 2016 for the Bonobo Way of Inclusivity in San Juan. And I've just always loved Puerto Rico, and I felt so bad over this hurricane. I still feel so bad over Hurricane Maria. And of course, our terrible presidents throwing paper towels at these people and not enough money. And now I am just so energized and so proud of the people of Puerto Rico for rising up and getting rid of their horrible governor. And I don't know, who knows what's going to happen. It's possible that things are going to get worse, but it's still great to see this kind of people's movement. It's inspirational. And it's also very sexual. It's very sexual. Here's some things that they're saying, okay? No hay libertad política sin libertad sexual. There's no political freedom without sexual freedom. Did I say that okay?
Yes.
No hay libertad política sin libertad sexual. That's what they're saying in the streets of San Juan. And then this is a good one. I'm sure I'm going to pronounce this one wrong. Soy pata, soy puta, pero nunca corrupta.
Oh.
Harry knows what that means. I'm a queer, I'm a slut, but never corrupt. I'm a queer, I'm a slut, but never corrupt. Soy pata, soy puta, pero nunca corrupta. So anyway, we who are sick and tired of our maniac in charge, you know, we might have to get out into the streets. Because, listen, Mueller time, it's up. The guy basically said, it's up to us now. I mean, yeah, he was a man of few words.
Yeah.
But he did say that basically the Trumpists committed a crime. And I don't know if our Democrats in there are strong enough to get him out. So we're going to have to get in the streets, maybe. Well, some of you, I don't know about me. I might go in the streets with these dolls. Ricky Martin posted a wonderful video on Facebook celebrating the change in Puerto Rico. Yes, Ricky Martin. And you know what? That horrible governor, Ricky Rosello, he made fun of Ricky Martin in his chats. That is one of the big reasons that they all went into the streets, because of these sort of like a WikiLeaks type of situation where they leaked all these chats where the governor and his people were making fun of Ricky Martin for being gay. They were making fun of all kinds of people and racist stuff, sexist stuff, terrible stuff. But the feeling was already brewing. The feeling that Puerto Rico needs some independence. And I don't know. I don't know what is the best future for Puerto Rico, whether they should become a state or they should separate from the U.S. All I know is I'm happy to see the people getting out there and expressing themselves and teaching us how to protest things that we find terrible, like concentration camps for children, like the Electoral College, like so many things, you know. And I'm inspired by Puerto Rico.
Let's have a
hand for Puerto Rico.
That's so crazy that the governor would make fun of Ricky Martin. I mean, these famous Puerto Ricans are like, what? I mean, they're famous. They're making,
you know,
their culture more famous. They're making their music more famous.
Ricky Renuncia. It's you know, fame is part of the bait. You know, he makes fun of him because he's obviously a sexist asshole. He's a homophobic asshole. And so there you go. And Ricky Martin was out in the street. He was out in the streets of San Juan protesting with the people. All kinds of people were out there. And I just feel like it's great. Okay, so
11:32, we're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with naked love dolls, sex dolls.
Naked.
Real dolls from Vivant. Meantime, while we're in our break, you can just, you know, kind of look at the dolls online. Go to, what's the site?
OnlineSexDolls.com.
OnlineSexDolls.com.
Yeah.
OnlineSexDolls.com.
There you go. So you can go there. And those of you who are brave enough, come with us to DrSusanBlock.tv or Dr. Susie. DrSuzy.tv, and you will be able to see Phoebe and Pamela in action. Yeah. So, don't come yet. Don't go away. We'll be right back on DrSusanBlock.tv with Vivant Doll.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex, it's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust. Greater trust and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Hey, Brothers and sisters, can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?
You hear that buzz? That's the motor bunny.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Whoa. There's some things that are better artificial, such as a fake gun rather than a real gun, like this water gun, which is fun to squirt. Woo! Also on my lovely assistant, Sunshine. Yeah. And sometimes you don't want a real lover. You want a sex toy that looks like the perfect lover. And in a way, that is what a real doll is, or a love doll, or a sex doll, or a vivant doll, which carries all the dolls and rents them, actually. You don't have to buy the doll. You rent the doll. And
I think
Mac is here.
They're not paying to have sex with the doll, right? They're paying to send the doll home afterwards, right?
Yeah, right.
Is that, yeah, I'm just guessing. You're the so they don't have to tell them.
Now we're off of Facebook. What is Facebook on? Are they hearing us, or?
Yeah, they're here.
Oh, they're on the Bonobo Way. Okay, Facebook, learn the Bonobo Way, you guys, while we're playing with dolls here. And by the way, bonobos play with dolls and sex toys. I've seen them do it. It's not, you know, that solely human. It's kind of, we like dolls. Gorillas like dolls. Primates like dolls. So now that we're off of Facebook and out of the, well, we're not off, but we're no longer visually in the eye range of Marky Z, we're going to strip our dolls once again. Facebookers and everybody else, you can watch us free on drsuzy.tv. That's drsuzy.tv. If you want to see what a real doll is made of. Okay, so you know them better than me. So maybe you I'll help, but we're going to start with taking off her top, or should we take off her other
stocking? And I can't do this one?
Yeah.
This looks like it's romantical.
I want this one, though, to be up.
Up? Oh.
Yeah, before you take it off, I think. I mean, you could, but, you know. You wanna,
I guess, no, we'll get her naked.
Yeah, we're going to get her naked first, this one. This one is Pamela.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Yeah. Okay. So, here we go. Oh, arms up. Arms up. And now the dress just comes right off. Lifting it right off. Here we go. Wow, she's got some knockers,
whoa,
this one.
Chi-chis, I want to touch.
These are, what size are these? Double F. Okay, we're going to get to the Fs. These are double Fs. And these are major chi-chis, definitely. And you don't have to ask, are they real or are they fake? They're real in terms of they're the same as the rest of her body. But I guess the whole thing is fake. But whoa, you want to feel?
I'm dying of curiosity.
Come on. Come on over here.
Okay, so we're going to do a Bonoboville communion with
these? Yeah, well, we're going to get them both naked. And then maybe we'll do a Bonoboville communion. But yeah, can I squeeze her nipples hard?
For future reference, if anybody squeezes my nipples hard, I'm gonna like kick you or something.
So if you want to squeeze Sunshine's nipples hard, you should get yourself a love doll.
Yeah, don't do it.
That looks like Sunshine. And you can squeeze them hard, but not fingernails. I would think you don't wanna get your fingernails involved. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And if it rips, does she bleed white blood or red blood? Blue. Ah.
It's blue and wet.
Okay. Look at these.
Yeah.
Knockers. These are heavy. Heavy boobs.
I like them big and heavy.
You like them big and heavy.
Yeah.
Well, I might like the other one better, but
She's curvy.
I definitely like all different kinds of girls. So, okay. So, can we take her panties off? Let's do that. We're going to get really...
real.
Naughty.
Really pervy.
After all, she's a sex doll. A love doll, if you like the word love.
She has nice legs, nice legs, nice butt, nice hips, nice everything.
And there goes her thong.
The problem is...
I wore my bathing suit because I went swimming today. It was so hot. That's another great thing about these dolls. They don't get hot or cold.
Yeah,
although I imagine you have to store them at a certain heat level. Whoa, look at that. That is what you call available.
Yeah. It looks like we're giving her a pap smear.
Mm. This is brand new.
Oh.
Right. Well, every woman's is.
Yeah.
Shaped a little different, you know. But I will say this, she's well groomed. Yeah, there's no hair. Do you want to feel the inside?
I'm a little scared.
You're scared?
I mean, I did it once in a strip club in TJ, but I don't know if I want to do it.
Here I am, just sticking my fingers in her. I know, I am a pervert. If you were wondering about Dr. Susie, yes, there's a very perverted side to me who likes to stick her fingers in love dolls. I mean, I've done this with they sell pussy by itself. Like,
oh, like you know, a fuck like, butt.
Or
yeah,
an ass.
I've seen that.
And we've gotten that. But usually we have, you know, guys that fuck it all night long, and then we have to throw it away because they completely destroy it.
Oh, dear God.
I don't know. It's hard to keep it pristine. She's so pretty. Whoa.
Yeah, nice body, nice everything.
She's got a little more curves than the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I like
curves.
Got
the weight to match it, but.
Right. I'm going to have to lick salt off of her for Bonobaville Communion. All right, do you want to, I mean, do anything?
No,
squeeze your butt?
I feel like I
know,
I'm
making
feet.
Me feel so perverted, but I don't care.
No, I'm
That's
sorry, I'm
for.
Just pervy in my imagination.
That's
Max,
what
do you think?
Myself.
Do you find her attractive?
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of just, you know, like sometimes how you get turned on when I have sex with girls. Are you getting turned on me having sex with the love doll?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
We just got started.
All right. Well, we're going to try the other one. Okay. Should we leave her like this?
I'll put her on the couch.
Okay. And we're going
to
put the other one here?
Off with you.
Off with you. You know?
She's
you could just do
that.
If you want to treat...
He's paying her to leave. You know? They're not paying him to fuck her.
It's funny because I have a new sex calls video on YouTube right now. And y'all should check out my YouTube channel at Dr. Susan Block. And I'm talking to a couple. And it's not exactly like this. But the guy, he wants his wife so badly to have sex with another woman that he gets her very drunk and she gets very upset that he kind of pushed her, not totally pushed, but you know, and then he says, well, I didn't know she was in the blackout state. Well, Jesus, you've been married to her for years. You have two kids. He's known her since she was three. Anyway, he needs a sex doll, you know, because he doesn't really want to consider her human feelings. Although I did try to help them. I hope they do consider each other, you know, that she forgives him, but that he starts treating her in a more respectful, loving manner. But in the meantime, if you don't want to treat your lover in a respectful, loving manner, you can always get yourself a love doll. Or rent one.
Yeah, rent one.
And I don't know, I feel weird saying
I
that.
I
kind of want you to treat even the love doll in a respectful, loving manner. Mainly because, okay, here come the boobs, the revelation. Oh.
That's okay.
Can we bend this arm a little bit? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, these are a little smaller, a little easier for me to handle. Can we pull this arm down a little?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, good. Okay. So you just kind of push. Yeah, I mean, it's not because they're human, obviously. They're not. Well, maybe not so obviously. Depends on what drugs you're taking. But they are works of art, and you don't want to damage the art. Is this a new one, too, that I'm licking? I don't know.
Both brand new.
Okay, both brand new. Wow. It doesn't taste bad. I will just say that. I mean, it sort of doesn't taste like anything.
These ones are great for that.
Oh, we're doing coitus ab amelia. Titty fucking. Well, that's the Latin. Coitus ab amelia. Coitus ab amelia. The mammalia are the mammaries here.
Oh, coitus ab amelia?
Like, we mammals. We are mammals because we suckle the breasts. And
even into a
coitus. Where's one of the dildos? Let's put, I don't know if we should put Bill Clinton between her tits, since the jury is still not out on whether he did anything with Jeffrey Epstein. I don't think he did. I hope he did. But maybe.
I don't know which one.
Okay, well, this one is just kind of a white supremacist dildo. I don't know. Yeah, maybe a big black one, or you know. But we can give the white people some time. This one actually says
alien
slave.
One? I don't know.
Mm. Is there anyone that looks kind of realistic back there?
Take it off down here.
Oh, well, that one.
Like a double-headed dildo.
Double-headed. It doesn't exactly look realistic, but she can just hold that herself. See?
Multi-talented.
And you know, I mean, a lot of times when you're doing coitus ab amelia, aka titty fucking, you have to push those titties together because otherwise they'll just spread out. But you don't have to push these together.
That looks like an Italian zucchini or
something. Italian zucchini.
There you go. Come on, honey.
Italian sausage.
Yeah. I know, because
he's Italian and he's hungry.
So I feel like her mouth is too small to take this cock.
It could.
Can you help with that? Because I mean, I don't want to damage her.
Press and hold them.
And again, it's not about the. I mean, I guess. Taking care is important with humans, with animals, and even some objects. A lot of objects. Oh, yeah.
It's
your doll. Oh, yeah. That's clean, too.
What are they doing?
Went in the washing machine. We're putting some lube on the dildo so it can go into her mouth. Oops, she's getting it all over herself.
Here's how you do this. Put a little oil on the zucchini.
So, like so, you open the mouth, you push it past the teeth.
Aye.
And now don't do this in real life with a real woman. Like, push it in like that. Let her take it in at her own pace.
Wow.
But when you've got a doll, gosh,
whoa.
You can use teeth or not.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was pretty deep.
Pretty deep.
That was about 6 inches, I guess. And look, Betsy is here checking things out. She thinks that there's a salami being eaten right now.
And so she's jealous of the salami.
Yeah. Look at this dog right here getting under the foot of the doll. Okay, and here's the doll. The doll. I should name her. Her name is Phoebe. Phoebe is... Yeah, Betsy came over probably because she saw she's eating something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want to see what she's eating.
Anything.
And she went, nah, you know what? I'm not, that's
I'm
it's
not
one of those vegetarian
that.
Things. I don't want to do that. Look at you.
Yeah,
you
water,
are talented, Miss
water-based
Phoebe.
Water-based lubricants.
Yes, Phoebe is such a pretty little thing.
So how often do you have to replace the rental ones?
It depends. Sometimes they'll get damaged quickly.
Whoa.
Like the limbs. They'll get bent too far or something like that. But as long as that doesn't happen, they'll last 2 months, rentals.
Well, okay. Pretty good.
Yeah, if you buy it, it'll last years, 2 years easy.
Because you're just using it yourself.
Right, and you don't use it as much, and you don't travel with it, and you don't...
Unless you're, like, really crazy.
Unless you're a trucker. We got a lot of truckers. So.
You get a lot of truckers. Okay.
Okay, so I think we need to take off our panties at this point.
Yeah, let's
We've had some foreplay.
Put this down.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's gone everywhere.
She is also well groomed. Vivant Dolls. Rents Phoebe.
So you'll see this one appears
and
much
look
different.
At this. She's got bigger lips.
Yeah.
Even though she's a smaller girl. And that is true in the real world. So it is true in the robot world or the doll world is you have your bigger lips. Not that these are gigantic, but... And does her clit get bigger when I rub it? No.
Tell me if it does.
And she has a smaller butthole.
Oh, smaller butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, can I give it to her with this guy?
Sure.
I mean, he's
she
been in
takes
her mouth.
A lot more
what, did
those
you want to go in there first?
No, I was just curious. You said the butthole was smaller.
Those holes are deep.
Do we need more lube, maybe? Maybe a little bit?
Hurt. More the merrier.
Okay. Oh, it's sticky. Okay. A little bit of lube and a lot of love. Here we go, honey. Phoebe. I shouldn't call you honey. Whoa, Phoebe.
She's brand new.
Brand new. You're saying that like you think I'm some sort of virgin fetishist.
I'm saying she's tight.
She is tight. Whoa.
But she can take it.
She can keep going.
Keep going. You got a little more.
Wow. We're getting it in there. It's going to practically go up to her tits.
Yeah, and the asshole's even a little deeper.
Whoa.
That's about it.
Look at that.
You
That's like almost
on.
Halfway. Yeah.
Oh, you can feel it.
Yep.
Now I can't get it out. No, I'm just kidding. But it is tight, but she takes quite a bit of plastic meat. And I guess real meat, maybe she can take even more because it's flexible. Mm.
Real meat.
Real meat. A real cock, you know. It ain't the meat, it's the... Yeah, I know Betsy might come over talking about
that. Beyond meat now?
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to pull it out. Ah! Whoa!
He created a vacuum in there.
Whoa!
Whoa!
There it goes. Look at that. That went. This much went in.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And the asshole takes even more.
Yeah. Wow, that's like at least 9 inches going in there. All right, Anna, can we get a towel of some sort so I don't just put this on the floor or the rug or I don't know what? But
and there's an insert in
and maybe another towel for her to sit
there's
on.
An insert in the vagina that can come out.
Oh, and that's a part of how you guys clean it.
Cleaned or replaced.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So and another towel.
But just the vagina.
For her to sit on.
Never the other
Because I want her to sit.
Oh.
And not all of them have that. She's fixed. She doesn't have
she's
that.
Fixed.
She's
like that.
She's fixed. Does that mean she can't get pregnant? Did, I mean.
She behaves better.
She behaves better.
No, all meaning right. She has no insert.
Mm. There you have it.
All right. So we now have a nice towel for her to sit up on. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about these dolls or show us? I mean, we fucked them. I did. We didn't do it in the ass. Yeah. We did it in the mouth. We did it in the puss.
They're a great thing for a man to stick his dick into.
Great thing for a man to stick.
It feels great for us to stick in something warm and soft. Mm-hmm. And when we don't want to just masturbate, this is a great alternative.
Yeah.
Right.
I can see it. It's a great alternative.
It feels good. That's about it.
Feels good. It's a pleasurable feeling.
Once you get past all the taboo and the strangeness of it, you just stick your dick in. It feels good.
You know, it's like that. Some guys will stick their dick in a glory hole. Some guys will stick their dick in a fleshlight.
You know?
Some guys will stick their dick
in a pie.
In a pie, right. American pie. Yeah, so
she looks
pretty good compared to pie.
Yeah, they're moving every which way. They're pretty durable. It's better to have a tight limb than a loose limb because you can't tighten them once they get loose. And sometimes they get loose. Then, this leg will just fall. And it's not as much enjoyable.
Yeah.
So there is things to this.
Your leg just fell off.
But they're tough, and they'll last. You can clean them. Wow. You can swap out the eyes. You can redo the makeup. Without makeup, they look creepy.
I look creepy without makeup, so I can relate.
You know?
That's sometimes just going to be true of certain females.
So you swap out the hair.
Males, too.
And the eyes. It looks totally different. You can put a new head on it.
Online sex dolls.
Okay, how much time do we have?
We are. Hello?
Hello?
What time are we at? 12:06. We're done.
We're just about done?
Should we
sit her up? Now I have a towel for her. Do I have time to do Bonoboville communion as a final gesture?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Sit down, Phoebe. There you go.
Man, Phoebe really has a nice butt.
Now, I see you have a very nice girlfriend. She's not jealous of these other nice girlfriends you have?
Huh.
No? Good.
Okay. It's just work.
Okay. What'd you say?
It's just work.
It's just work, yeah.
They don't call me. They don't bother me.
No, they don't call you.
They don't get
true.
All jealous and crazy
okay.
and show up.
So let's bring the agua and now the salt. And two, all right. Do you want one? You're going to do one? Okay, bring another one.
What about our guest?
Well, our guest, you could do one. Do you want a shot?
What is it?
Well, it's kind of like a body shot, but we're going to do it off of her. It's agua, cocoa leaf liqueur.
This is the Bonoboville comedian that we do on the show.
I'll try it. I've never had
it
before.
Okay, all right. So we might want to wipe her a little bit. Anna, could I have another towel? I know. These dolls need a lot of towels.
Sex is messy, you know?
Well, that's true.
It's not just
the dolls that need towels. No, not such a big towel. I want a small towel to just wipe her leg.
A clean one.
Okay. Come on. Cleaning her up.
The rag.
Clean you up. You dirty girl.
Dirty girl.
Dirty girl. Okay. So we'll show you how it's done. Do you want to both do it at the same time? You take one boob, I'll take the other one. Okay, so you sit back a little and then we'll let you do one. So get right in there. Okay, so this is like a takeoff on Catholic communion. Mean to offend any churchgoers. It's just our form of communion, and we call it Bonoboville communion. So she can't drink. Not that she's underage, but she's a doll. So she can be our altar girl, though. So here we go. Let me. Prepare the altar. And now.
little salt. And did I get salt on there? A little bit. Okay. So now this is, you know, they say the wafer, this is the body. So now we lick. And I like to make sound effects.
I just got lipstick all over the nipple.
Okay, and now for the blood. And we use green blood here.
Okay, I don't know if I should say this.
Okay.
I like Pamela's boobs better. Sorry, okay. I covered my ears. I covered.
What did you say?
Okay. I like Pamela's boobs better.
Oh, Pamela's boobs you like better. Okay.
Don't say it now that her ears aren't covered.
She's going to have hurt feelings.
I was that's why I kept saying.
They're going to be protests.
Okay, well, we can do Pamela too.
You have to.
Do you want to do Pamela before we do the waterboarding? Okay. Are you ready for your waterboarding?
Sure.
Okay. And you should show your real boobs.
Oh, yeah.
As a counterpoint to her fake but beautiful boobs. But lean down a little more so that we can see them. I was just going to pour this all over your boobs. Okay. Good thing I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. No.
Who is that
and
woman on the
you couch? Got waterboarded by a vivant doll. Yes, indeed. And where's one of my the lay. Okay, so we'll put a lay on her now. Okay, and now. Can waterboard me.
Those things are strong.
Ooh. There's very little, but. All right, darling. Beautiful Phoebe. Waterboard me now.
Doesn't matter.
First time I've been waterboarded by a doll. Because our waterboarding is not like real waterboarding. It's fun. All right. Are you ready? Whoops. Yeah, for him. Or do you want to do it with her? You're all right.
You're
not going to do it.
He's not going to participate in our bonobo.
He's got to drive. All right.
Now we're going to guilt trip him. No, I'm just kidding.
But did you want to do it with her?
Oh, no, we already did it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I know you like her.
Dr. Susie.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? Do it.
What's that?
Okay, so you know what? We got to close up anyway. And we are very happy to have had Vivant. Dolls.
Thank you, Vivant.
Yes, Vivant dolls. And I feel bad that she's over there in the corner, though. Can we just bring her
out?
Sorry,
Pamela. Yeah, I don't know if I can pick her.
No, you can't. You had a hard time picking up the other one. So I think it'd be nice to have her sitting here.
Oh, okay.
And this, of course, is Phoebe. And here comes Pamela.
Watch out.
Yep.
That's the water. Dr. Susie, the water.
Yeah. Water. Water is here. And the salt is here. And the lube is there.
I have to go to.
I feel we were giving the food. I feel we were giving the boobs so much attention that the butts got...
I gave the pussy a lot of attention.
No, you
myself.
Gave the pussy a lot of it, but I mean, we...
The butt did.
The butt cheeks. You guys could see. These butt cheeks are nice, you know.
The butt cheeks are very nice, yeah.
What?
And here
yeah,
the big
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very you know, cute little perky ass. Yeah.
You should just feel these big ones one last time, because we're going to be dressing her soon. We're thrilled to have had Vivant Dolls on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And
this
you can check
nice.
Out their website on...
OnlineSexDolls.com.
OnlineSexDolls.com. And you'll also find it on the blog. And they're also on Facebook. And they're also on Twitter.
IG.
And follow them on Twitter, because we convinced them to do a... We convinced them to do a Twitter. And now Trump is so excited, he wants to go after a doll. Oh, no, you can't. You can't. You can't. You naughty, racist, rapist. And now we're going to gag you, put you away. What about the cameraman? Okay. So now... We're just going to say thank you, Sunshine, for arranging this. And Harry also arranged
hey,
this.
Hey, Harry.
Harry, you know, it's your
birthday boy.
You could, you know, we broke them in for you. I know they're not virgins anymore. That's the thing. Whoops. We broke in.
But
the
if
dolls.
It's girls, does it count as sloppy seconds, right?
And, and thank you, Anna, for. Trying to get the hat on properly. And thank you, Bonoboville crew. We tried something new tonight with our switcher. And thank you, Max. Oh, you're there. Oh. Yeah, okay. And,
water the bushes.
And thank you, Pamela and Phoebe. You've helped us to make our way into this brave new world. Yes, indeed, Aldous Huxley had something to that. It's full of pleasure and full of pitfalls, but it's best to be prepared, so we should know what we're dealing with. And like I said, better to have love dolls than war dolls. And they've already got plenty of war dolls, so if you want a love doll, this is a great, you know, possibility. And yeah, you might want to try one and not buy one. So, rental is where it's at. And they clean their dolls. No worries about that. We're going to find out the total process. We already did, actually. It's earlier in the show. But in any case, I want you to be good. Be happy, whether you're with your love doll or your lover. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you or your love doll. I love you and your love doll. Thank you for coming to the show, both physically and guestically.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you. Role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk. talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Can I get an amen?
hear that buzz? That's the motor bunny.